The Marathon County Board last week voted against a resolution that would have declared the area a community for all and committed the board to reflecting inclusion and equity in local government. The resolution was first brought up almost a year ago in the wake of George Floyd's death. It became the subject of debate and national news coverage along the way. Following the vote, Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg issued her own declaration saying that the largest city in Marathon County would be a community for all. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you live in Marathon County, have you been paying attention to this resolution? What do you think about the debate and the outcome we've seen? And wherever you are, do you think there's more your area could do to be more welcoming to people from different backgrounds? And what's your experience been like? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rob Metzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's been a lot of different representations about what this resolution said and did. Can you sort out some of the truth, what was there and what wasn't there, Rob?
Sure. I mean, this is by design, a broad and somewhat inoffensive statement embracing diversity. That is what this Community for All resolution was to do. It didn't come with any sort of actions. It didn't take anything away from anyone in Marathon County, but it did say that that diversity is good and something to be embraced in the community. And it's this follows the Marathon County's strategic vision, which states that as well. But it was something that came in the wake of George Floyd's murder and in the broader social justice movement. So it was advanced as part of that sort of social justice activism. But the content of the resolution was quite broad and intentionally avoided any sort of hot button issue.
And this has been a year in the making. What has been the pushback from both board members and members of the public in Marathon County?
Right. So, the conservative members of the community and the Marathon County Board, in my view, correctly understood, perceived this as something that was like connected to the Black Lives Matter movement and the social justice protest that we saw last year in Wausau as well as in across the nation. And so because that connection existed, they seized on it and it became a sort of culture war subject. So that caused folks to completely blow up and exaggerate what was contained in the resolution, and also to really see it as like a thing that they wanted to stand against. So we had the chairman of the local Republican Party speaking against it at public meetings. We had people showing up to county board meetings to like participate in public comment and speak about how passage of this would lead to Marxism or whatever. And so that's sort of how then before we knew it, this had become this sort of hot culture war issue.
In just a few moments, we'll hear from a supervisor on the board and the mayor of Wausau who issued a similar proclamation, in effect, only applying to Wausau. But at the county level, Rob, is this resolution or something like it just done for now? Or is there further talk about trying to water it down more and try to pass something again?
Sure. The advocates have said that they intend to continue to push for this resolution in some form. Supervisor William Harris, who is the first African-American elected leader in Marathon County, who's a county board member, said he wants to see a vote on this. So whether that means in its current form or to be brought back in a different form is not clear yet. It is worth saying it hasn't been brought to a vote of the full Marathon County Board. It was voted down at the executive committee, and it seems very, very clear that it would have been defeated if it had gone to a full vote of the county board. But like that hasn't happened yet, and there are people who say they want to see that vote happen.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Rob Metzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter. He's based in Wausau. We're talking about the Community for All resolution voted down by, as you heard, the Executive Committee of the Marathon County Board, followed up by a similar declaration from the Wausau Mayor's Office last week. Now we'll hear from two local officials at the city and county level who supported that resolution. Yi Lang Zhang is a supervisor on the Marathon County Board representing the county's 19th district. He's also chair of the Marathon County Diversity Commission and director of the Hmong American Center. Supervisor Zhang, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I am pleased and honored to have been invited to this discussion. So thank you.
And Katie Rosenberg is the mayor of Wausau. Mayor Rosenberg, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi there. Thank you for having me today.
Supervisor Zhang, let's start with you. This county-level resolution first got in the works almost a year ago, went through some redrafts and debate from the start. Did you expect it to be met with resistance and turn into this long-running heated debate?
The short answer is no, but the long answer is that throughout this whole to elaborate on that discussion we never thought that we would see this much opposition from the community in regards to a resolution that was meant to be a good and peaceful resolution that's basically declaring Marathon County originally as no place for hate. You know, trying to make sure that all of us are able to have some sort of mutual respect for one another. So no, we were not expecting this resolution to receive this much opposition.
And Mayor Rosenberg, your reaction to this being voted down in the committee, you did a mayoral executive resolution. Why did you respond?
I thought it was really important that that we respond to the New York Times article and the vision of our community that internationally was seen. So, I mean, that was really important. I know that the people here are good people, and they want a voice. And, you know, that those six people who got to vote on the resolution don't speak for everyone here. So I thought it was really important that we did hear from other people.
Supervisor Zhang, I think some of the opposition from this, from what I've read, people saying they felt in some ways attacked, that the resolution was implying that a substantial portion of the Marathon County, the white proportion of Marathon County, was racist. What would you say to them?
Yeah, I've said it time and time again that this resolution here was not meant to call anybody racist or any specific individual racist. It was meant to point out the disparities in our community here and meant as a starting point for us to address those disparities. You can't start fixing problems and these type of conditions or what needs to be fixed until we acknowledge that these disparities do exist. Now, just because these disparities exist, it doesn't mean that the great people of Marathon County here are racist. You know, it just means that we need to continue looking at our system, at our policies, and our community here, and do what we can here to make it a wonderful community to live in.
And Mayor Rosenberg, I've heard people raise economic concerns that if that image, as you were saying, that came out in the Times article, if that's what people believe about Wausau and Marathon County, it's going to discourage potentially individuals, maybe even businesses, from moving to the community. Can you talk about those concerns?
Yeah, I have big concerns. Our future, it's critical to our future business needs that we continue to be a welcoming community. We need people to show up here and work here. We want people to start their families here. We want people to end their careers here. We want more people. We need to grow as a city. You know, 7 out of the last 8 years, we've lost population. So it's just critical that we know how to connect with folks and we make them feel welcome. You know, it's not just about having this moral compass, which I think it is a moral imperative here that we accept everyone, but it is also a business issue and a growth issue for Wausau.
Last week, a member of the Marathon County Board, William Harris, talked to Marissa Wojcik for Noon Wednesday on PBS Wisconsin. He talked about keeping in mind who we're debating with. Here's a listen.
We're local government. We're your neighbors. We're your friends, you know, family. We got in the local government because we just wanted to see our community do better. We're not Washington. We're Wausau, Washington, D.C. We're Wausau. So I try to remind people of that.
And Supervisor Zhang, it seems like the debate has gotten less than neighborly. Do you see ways to, rebuild some of the bridges that people may not believe are there in the first place?
Yes, I definitely think that what the first step is that we need to start listening to one another rather than listening to respond, but rather listening to understand, being able to talk to each other, not at each other as well. And we, you know, and I can commit that the Diversity Affairs Commission is going to do whatever we can here to also listen to the concerns of the other individuals. And I've always held an open door policy and have always allowed other supervisors and community members to call me. And I've always enjoyed having those discussions with them, because after we finish those discussions, we seem to have a lot of common grounds. And I think that's what needs to happen. And it's still a possibility. That's what's beautiful about Marathon County, is the fact that we, you know, despite the deep divides or lines that divide us, we've been able to continuously communicate, talk, and overcome obstacles and disparities.
We're talking to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Marathon County Board Supervisor Yilang Zhang about the Community for All resolution recently voted down by a committee of the county board. Man, what's next? You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you in Marathon County yourself? Have you been following this resolution and the debate that surrounded it? What do you think about the outcome and the follow-up executive resolution from the Wausau mayor? Wherever you live, what do you think of issues like these? How can we overcome divisions like the ones we're talking about today? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now with Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and County Supervisor Yilang Zhang, looking at a resolution that fell short in a committee at the county board declaring Marathon County a community for all, and a follow-up executive order from the Wausau mayor saying, well, at least Wausau is a community for all. You could join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. If you're following this debate, if you're in Marathon County, if you have thoughts on these issues, call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello. I am a white woman. I am 89 years old, but I grew up in Wausau and lived there until I was about 20. My brother-in-law eventually joined the Wausau Police Force when a factory he worked in closed down. And almost at the beginning, I would hear him say often, if they ever hire a black person, we've all agreed we'll quit the police force. And until I stopped going up to Wausau because I no longer had any relatives there, every time I went, he was still saying the same thing, often using the N-word. Wausau is a very bigoted city. It simply is. I don't know if it's because of its somewhat isolation. I don't know. But and his saying that always shocked me and shocks me to this day. I never heard him say that there was anybody interested in actually learning to know about black people and their culture, and total lack of recognition of what their valuable attributes might be to the city.
Nancy, thanks for that call. Mayor Rosenberg, what would you say to someone who grew up in your city and left and doesn't sound like she has regrets about leaving?
Well, first of all, I think that's a shocking comment. And if we ever heard a comment like that from an officer in our police department, I know that the chief would absolutely find that unacceptable and address it immediately. You know, we do have officers who are have different backgrounds, people who are black, people who are Hmong, people who are Hispanic. You know, we celebrate that within our city government, no matter where you are. So I would say that's not the current view of city government or policing here. We make an effort here. And I guess I would say, you know, we are just like anywhere else. You know, we're growing, we're learning. Maybe it's slow. I do think that we have seen progress here. We've seen it in our government bodies. We've seen it in our business world. You know, we have a lot of people coming in. You know, we've got great businesses around here who are making great strides in diversity. And I think that's the other thing that was so important about this proclamation and this discussion, is that government doesn't get to tell you how to be welcoming. We can try and be that beacon. But I also called on businesses religious institutions, nonprofits, we all need to be there for each other and be a welcoming community. And if that was my brother saying that stuff to me, I can tell you we'd have a fight.
Thanks for the call. Nancy at 800-642-1234. Supervisor Zhang, Wausau has one of the largest Hmong populations of any area in the country, I think. Kind of switching hats from a county board hat to the Hmong American Center director hat. What are you hearing from members of the Hmong community about what's going on with this resolution?
Sure, definitely. So obviously, I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders for the city of Wausau, Marathon County, specifically in the Hmong community. And I have definitely seen immediate consequences already. I've seen individuals who have expressed concerns and has decided that they're going to direct their business elsewhere. I've seen individuals who are reluctant to move back to the community here. And it takes a lot of persuading, a lot of vouching for, a lot of defending in order for us to be able to get individuals to even consider now. So, without a doubt, we've definitely seen the impact, even the fact that the Hmong American Center is the host of the Hmong Wausau Festival. We definitely heard and seen from individuals that, from members of the Hmong community that, with the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes, they are looking for validation and confirmation from our local community here that their safety is going to be top priority and their well-being is going to be taken care of. So without a doubt, I have definitely seen feedback and consequences as a result of this discussion or what's happening or because of the actions.
Let's go to another caller now. John is with us in Madison. John, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I both grew up in Wisconsin, but then spent about 25 years outside of Wisconsin, and we wanted to come back home, and we did that about 8 years ago. But we've both been really saddened and surprised at how regressive Wisconsin is and is becoming. It's really sad to see. I thought Wisconsin was more progressive state, but it's really not. And it's kind of stupid too, because in today's economy, businesses are not going to thrive by taking these regressive, racist views. I just wanted to say it's just sad the way Wisconsin is headed, and that's all I had to say.
John, thanks for the call. Mayor Rosenberg, your thoughts on John's general point there, and also your thoughts on how the business community is reacting to some of these issues.
Well, let me answer the business community first. I've heard from tons of businesses already, and they thanked me for my stance on this. They think it's critical for their recruitment that we are an inclusive place, and we take that bold. It's not even a bold stance, but it is apparently a bold stance some days. And I would say this about being sad about the state of Wisconsin. You know, I think we're probably dealing with the ebb and flow here. We're working through some stuff here. You know, we're working through some stuff in the legislature. We're working through some stuff locally in local government, you know, Congress. We're all kind of having these debates where we're yelling at each other, and we do need to sit down and talk to each other. We need to lay out the rules of engagement. But I think ultimately we just have to say to each other, okay, I value you and I care about you, and this is why I need you here to help us be better.
Thanks for the call, John. We're talking to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Yi Lang Zhang, Marathon County Board Supervisor, talking about a Community for All resolution that didn't make it through in the Marathon County Board. Back to your calls now. Aaron is with us in Madison. Aaron, hi.
Hi. So I'm Aaron. I'm from Wausau, but I am a current college student down in the Madison area. And I guess my question or concern relates to declaring Wausau a community for all. So what exactly does that entitle? Is this just I don't want to say like a PR stunt, but it just to me seems like a title. It's not going to change any of the bigoted views, I think, of the people who hold on to these ideas. For example, in the New York Times article with the supervisor, Arnold Schley, had some pretty nasty comments, or I guess uneducated comments about minorities in our area. So what does declaring Wausau a community for all actually do?
Aaron, thanks for the call. Supervisor Zhang?
Thank you. So although we can't control, and a government can't control the thoughts and the feelings of certain individual, it definitely can ease and also reassure and reconfirm its commitment to its well-being of its of all of its residents. Resolutions like these has been recommended by multiple organizations such as the United States Department of Justice in their Community Relations Services Department. They've all made recommendations that in order for you to continue progressing forward, making sure that individuals are, feeling comfortable or welcoming this community here. Statement like these can do so much. I mean, even with the rise in AAPI and the violence against Asian Americans all across the country here in the last year here, we saw that with resolutions or statements released from local municipalities, elected officials, sheriff's department, police departments has a huge effect, and it definitely has a great deterrence in stopping other individuals from acting upon those hate-motivated ideologies, feelings towards a minority group. So these resolutions are meant to reconfirm and reconfirm and also validate the existence and the welcoming of individuals from minority communities or marginalized community members.
Thanks for that call. And Mayor Rosenberg, in our last minute or so, I know in Wausau there are efforts to build bridges, bring together people from across the political spectrum. I've actually hosted a couple of these events myself. Do you want to share that side of Wausau where you see people from different backgrounds actually trying to work together, even if they know they're not going to ultimately change each other's minds on everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do here. We have to show up with each other, talk to each other, and get through this. And I guess, you know what, I want to just address the caller who said that a proclamation or a resolution isn't enough, and she's exactly right. I'm preparing a presentation for my city council tomorrow saying exactly that. Like, we can go ahead and say that we support all of this, but what we need to do is inject these principles into our strategic approach to our city policies. We need to think about it every day, and we need to empower those to continue pushing out those values. So it's not enough. It's a beginning. It's a conversation starter.
We'll leave it there. Mayor Rosenberg, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Supervisor Zhang, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Katie Rosenberg is the mayor of Wausau. Yi Lang Zhang is a member of the county board in Marathon County and director of the Hmong American Center. They talked with us about the diversity resolution, the community for all resolution that was rejected by a committee of the county board earlier this month. Following that, the mayor issued her own declaration calling the city of Wausau a community for all.